Hey friends, welcome to another episode of the BJ Experience with
Bobo
and Jojo. And today we shall be talking about the red and green flags in both men and women.
Mwah.
Everything they do, we do it. Everything they do, we do it. Everything.
When you're wearing like your shoes, do you wear sock shoe or sock shoe?
Sock shoe. Yeah, you?
Okay. I'm a bit weird.
What?
Sock shoe.
What? When you're brushing your teeth, do you put water in your mouth first, then you start brushing, or you just put toothpaste and you go in?
I put toothpaste and I go in.
Aye. Where though? Anyway,
so we can go with yours.
Okay.
Reds.
So we start with reds.
Reds.
So red flags.
Red.
Of course, I'll start with this dangerous gender called men.
Bro, what are you talking about, man?
Yes, so my first red flag, or what I think is like a predominant red flag I see in men, or that irritates me in men that I've dealt with, is poor communication. Lack of or poor communication.
Define.
For example, I don't understand people who, you find a missed call, or I send you a text, you don't call back, you don't respond, and then when you come back, rather when you call maybe the next day, like things are supposed to be like the way they were, like we're supposed to just go back to, you know, things are okay. Mm-hmm. Like how does that work?
It doesn't. Someone was bringing to my attention, I'll use women. Okay, I hope people don't think I'm against our gender.
Stop the cap.
But I'll use women. For me, if I'm not in a good space with you, that's me. You see that man you're complaining about?
Yeah.
That's me. Because if I'm not feeling safe, I'm not feeling comfortable, you've pissed me off, those are my telltale signs. Those are my red flags.
But you,
so instead of communicating, like you said, instead I'm working on it, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Instead of communicating,
yeah,
that's what I would do. I'll just ignore until I'm fine. Then when I'm fine, I'll come back like nothing happened.
I get that, because also me, I'm like that in a way.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you a situation where we're okay. Like, that's just him on a normal. Like, how are you functioning like that?
So what if you just want to take a break?
From me? Are you crazy? Are you crazy?
Are you dizzy, bro?
Are you losing it? No.
So, okay.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Mine is the... Because I said the women, but also another one when it comes to communication. I feel like communication is a whole topic.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So for a guy, if... you know how our generation, we like to be up and about.
Mm-hmm.
So that point in time that you're disappearing, be in communication. Let me know when you are, please.
As the man. You communicate as the woman.
Yes, I do.
You do.
When I'm I'll tell you. At least I'll tell you, ayo, so there's a possibility I might disappear.
Yeah.
But this is where I'm at.
Yeah.
If I trust you enough, I'll send you my live location. Just know I'm fine. If I'm not cold, you just know I'm fine. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'll know where I'm at, and you'll know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really need to see me, you know where I am. Come.
Also, the other party doesn't communicate like
doesn't
that.
Communicate at all.
They're probably with someone else.
You know. And at least I can tell me. I can tell you it's fine.
And then
I leave you.
I mean, I know the men I have. They can't tell me.
They can't tell you
because I can be mad.
You can be mad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I usually find out. I just keep quiet.
Yeah.
I keep quiet and disappear.
Yeah.
And then you're just there wondering what happened. I won't tell you. Because I've healed and I've moved on. It's a you problem for you to figure out by yourself.
Okay, you won't address the
issue. I won't know. See, I've seen what you've done. You've taken me for idiot. I'll go heal and it's done.
You don't like venting? I have to vent. I have to tell you.
Why?
No.
Why am I telling you anything? Please, it's about my feelings. They are my feelings.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah.
So I'll go do my healing, get better, get over you and move. I step.
Okay, so for me, I'll keep quiet until you come and ask me, Kwani, have I done anything?
Aye.
Just dare ask. they ask that, then now I'll vent a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you were done at that point? What's the point of that?
If I was done, I won't even, I'll just snub you, by the way.
Yeah, because yeah. I feel like it's such a waste of damn time.
Yeah, yeah, true.
Because I'm like, really taking, yeah, and you've really taken me for idiot. You know what you've done. Don't come back and be like, oh, hi, or you know, or it's been, or the guys who, this is another flag.
Mm.
The guys who don't talk to you for a while, then after like 3 months, hey.
My friend.
You know, they come back to check if you're still stupid, you know. Just
right?
Like to check to see if you're still stupid. So, you know what I'm talking about,
I
right?
Know,
yeah.
I know.
Don't talk
I know,
about,
I
hey.
Know.
It's been a while.
And that time, even the first time, it's them who came looking for
exactly.
you.
Exactly.
Like, why would you put so much effort looking for me? When I give you my attention, then you disappear.
Yeah.
Then you resurface again.
Yeah. And unfortunately, most of us shorties, and even sometimes men, will go back into that same cycle. So even you're a flag. Cannot pick his flag. You're also a flag. Why are you accepting?
Unless there's something that...
We know what they're bringing, you know? I feel like that's another, like a whole other conversation as well.
Yeah.
Because we make those excuses for, I know, but
yeah.
it's my body, I'm giving. It's your
yeah.
gift.
Yeah.
Don't
yeah.
be at he or she is coming back.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh no, in fact, I'm getting something out of it. You're
yeah.
stupid.
Yeah. You're
don't,
stupid.
Yeah. Don't.
Actually,
do not.
You've lost your brains.
You've lost your brains.
Yeah.
Absolutely lost your brains.
Yeah.
Mm.
Another one. This man who, I don't want to call it toxic masculinity, there's a name, my sister has a name for it, I've forgotten it. You see this man who have this, they call it, they think it's manly, but I don't find it manly in any way. CG, they can't, their lips are cracking, they can't put Vaseline because it's feminine. CG, they can't help you carry your bag because, hey, it's a bag,
yeah.
like, what is that?
I think we could branch, put it in the toxic masculine.
It's kind of toxic, yeah. Because CG, actually, your feet are so dry because you've not moisturized yourself. They have cracks.
The ones that only moisturize there where the sock ends.
They don't even moisturize at all. I'm like, you're cracking, dude. Like, you look like flour.
Man, the Chalbi Desert, yo.
No. I feel like that's a red flag for me. Like, you need to take care of yourself. Come on. Come on.
Yeah, definitely take care of
yourself. You're walking around with your man and he has cracked feet. Ah!
Walking around with homes.
Please, stay in the house.
Stay in the house. I don't even want anyone to know
yeah.
that we're in any interaction.
Right?
Like,
No, it's a no for me.
Another flag, I feel like, you see how females like to put on makeup?
Yeah.
Then there are some who say, no, I'm all natural. I feel like there's an extent of that all natural. You know, there's a point where women, you just let yourself go.
Yeah. Oh, no, this is in women.
In women.
Yes.
You know, not taking care of yourself under the pretext of,
yes.
I'm all natural.
Yes.
Yo, baby girl, you can file your nails.
Women
wash
don't
hair.
Invest in themselves. It's
yeah.
a red flag. As a woman, make your hair.
You know,
make your nails.
Or if you can't do it yourself.
Nice.
So you can do it yourself, imagine.
Yeah.
You can do it yourself.
Like look good.
Because you know you said that and I was thinking about, I was listening to a lot of girls talking about how they're all natural.
Yeah.
And I'm not mad at it.
Yeah.
I'm just like, there's an extent where... There's an extent where it borders on you're not taking care of yourself.
You can be taking care of yourself and you're natural.
Exactly.
We're not telling people you have to do makeup, you have to wear street, what. But you can always, you know, look good.
Take care of yourself.
People will take you seriously if you take yourself seriously.
There's this other flag for, this. I love that, that's a fantastic line.
Mm-hmm.
For guys who, they've met you in the club.
Mm-hmm.
Right? They met you in the club. Where they met you?
In the club.
Club.
Oh, I know where this is.
They've met you in the club.
Uh-huh.
You guys start dating.
Uh-huh.
You going to the club is a
problem.
That is a flag.
That is also a flag for me.
Yeah?
It's also a flag for me. Like, no. Especially if, say, I'm working there.
Mm.
Or say, like... Because, of course, like, knowing myself, I would go to the club every day.
Yeah.
But when you see me in the club, it's either, you know, I'm celebrating my girls, whatever, win, or a birthday.
Yeah.
Or maybe just my girls and I decided we go out.
Just want to, like, let us
yes.
see. Yeah.
But it's once, maybe once a week. Maybe that's too much for some people.
Sometimes I don't know, Monday to Monday, please don't judge.
Okay, no, I can't do that. My body won't let me at all.
Not every time you drink. You can have patience. Well, you are patient.
Still, just being outside. Ah.
Yeah. No.
But that is a red flag.
There's also on the same group, yeah. There's also these guys who, you know, these guys are very comfortable with females.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you're comfortable with guys, like when you have like guy friends, it's a problem. That for me is also a flag. Because if you're able to, I mean, dish what you serve, you must also vice versa.
Okay, me, I'm not comfortable, but I dish what I serve.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because I feel like even you as the guy, you're so, oh, you know, so there's this one and this one and this one. This one. So I'm like, easy. So I also have Jack, John, Jason,
Kristen,
Derulo, you know? So I'm like, in the same regard, you should also be comfortable.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what you
said. Yes. That's true.
Yeah.
That's very true. Another one is this gender of, not gender, this group of men who.
This gender.
Yes.
You're not wrong. It's this gender.
I
yeah.
Mean, yeah, I mean, next I talk about women. You see men who oversell their sexual prowess.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Oh, flag. Oh,
if I catch you like this.
Hey, 2 seconds, done.
Let me say, they disappoint. First of all. Next 2 seconds, like, dude.
I find that very frustrating. And you'd be very surprised. The guys are very quiet. Yo. Don't even tell you anything. You're just there. You're just there chilling.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoying yourself. Mm-hmm. The ones that will surprise you until you'll be like, brother, I think
it's enough.
It's a.
Can I light this bus? Because it's too much.
And I don't know. I don't know why guys do that. Because, and first of all, not okay. I'm not saying. That's what I say all the time. But, yo.
Is it that's not only massage or... I don't know.
Because also no one is trying to stay there, man, for 10 hours. Just there.
But the extra long sex is overrated. Let nobody cheat you. These women are just faking it. It gets to a point like you're like, can you get over and done with? Like, leave. We're, it's enough. It's too much now.
Too much.
Yeah, you're overselling yourself. Like, hey, bruv, I've already known you can do this thing. It's fine.
There's this thing I saw online.
You need to sleep.
I think it was a podcast where this guy was asking, when did you know she was a hoe? And then and then he said when this girl when it slipped out and she put it back in without her hands.
She belongs to the streets.
So when you said overpowering, I was like, yeah. So you know you might be there for 10 hours and I'm just thinking, but what do you do for a living, sir?
Yeah. Like
10? Yo.
It means you have so much energy. You've not utilized any of your energy during the day. That's why you have all this energy at night. You're either jobless or something.
Yeah, that's a you're like, hey, baby girl, baby boy.
Hey, yo. Also, guys who like talking about, have you met these guys who... Like all conversations, they're just leading to something sexual.
Yeah.
Like, can we just have normal conversations without it leading to you sexualizing me or making this about sex?
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Another
experience that.
Yeah, but I think I was unpacking with one of the girls, actually, this past thingy.
Yeah.
And I think also it depends on your energy, because some people give out like
that kind of energy.
Yeah. So sometimes, it is what it is. I mean, it's your genetics.
Like, I know I can be flirty, but I'm a serious person.
I get that. That's what I'm saying. And I think, I don't know if it's an Aquarius thing.
I'm an asparagus.
On us thing,
yeah.
That we exude, let's just call it sexiness.
Yeah.
Yeah. So because of that, it's, even though you start the conversation talking about X and Y and how Z is not whatever.
Yeah.
It will still, at some point, they'll be looking at you talking about X, and they look at the formation of your lips, and they're like, this, like, you know.
Yeah.
Just because of your essence.
Yeah.
So there's also that. I wouldn't necessarily fault them 100%.
Yeah.
Because there's also, there's also another guy who was telling me how, for a long time, we stopped going out. By going out, not the club, like, even sometimes the cafe.
Because
babes would come up to him and be like, hey, you look like you'd make fantastic babies.
This
so you get
these women who do this red flag. This one, I don't understand.
Yeah, so the same thing, because you could be there, because he was there minding his own business. I'm like, did you chat anything up? He's like, no. He was just sitting, minding his own business, having coffee or going, like, if he was out, whatever. So they came up to
You know, some women have audacity. The other day, say I was with Nani, we were in a club. Do you know there's a woman who came? I'm sitting there. She came and whispered into his ears, you look so handsome.
Ah!
I'm like, ha! I'm like,
father.
Like, women, where did we throw our manners? Like,
man.
Excuse me.
First of all, respect. If you're not going to respect yourself, respect me.
Exactly. Then I went to the washroom. Another one came. I didn't even know, Kume, is this handsome? And
I said, hold up. Wait a minute. Something ain't right.
You're going to appreciate
and
it.
And I'm there to say, let's chill. Another one came and asked for his number.
What?
Like, women nowadays, like, it's, I don't know.
That's another flag. These, the guys and the shorties who like people who are taken.
Yes.
They only like you. Even you, they only
yes.
come for you when you're with your boyfriend.
Yes.
With your man or your sighting, whatever. That's
yes.
when you're so interesting. Tell him, oh, I'm unavailable. He's like, no, you know, I can.
Yes.
Flag.
And what? Cheers. Just to marry what I wanted to marry what you said about people loving unavailable people. I feel like that when women do that, for me it's a red flag. It appears desperate. I don't know, for me, a woman approaching a man, a woman making the first move, you can crucify me, but I feel like it's desperate.
What?
You know what I usually do? Because sometimes, like, man, if you're pretty, it's going to disturb me. So I'll go up, not for me to be with you or anything, because I like to appreciate beauty.
Yeah.
So I'm the type of person who'd be like, oh, hi, I find you very pretty.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to use that other word, it sounds very wrong.
Yeah.
But I find you very pretty. Like, oh, okay. And I'm done, and I leave.
Yeah.
So it's not, I'm not approaching you for
yeah.
anything.
Yeah. I wouldn't do that, but that's okay. But then those ones who,
well, what do you
they'll
mean?
Ask, they'll ask to date you, they
oh,
ask
okay. like that I was telling you about
women who propose to their men, like, hello, how am
Japan
I going down on a knee and asking you to marry?
Or you go down but not for the marriage.
Not I can go down. No. I can go down.
Just not
for goodies.
But
not at I'm giving you a ring. Heck, no, that won't happen.
Yeah?
That will not happen. Will never happen.
There's this thing that I don't know if you've experienced it, where we like to be spoiled, right?
Yes.
Do not, let not the basis of a conversation just be money. Oh, I have this money. Oh, I'm going to do this today.
Oh,
tomorrow I'm going to do this.
Yes.
I have this. You know, by the way, you know my
yes.
who has what. Oh, do you know my boy does? And then you're like, yo, you're doing too fucking much.
Yes.
If you really have this cash.
Yes.
Yo, Venmo.
Yes.
Let it, my, whatever, my account be ding, ding, ding.
Yes.
My says, you know,
yes.
you don't need to tell me.
Yes.
Show me.
Yes.
Why are we spending just all that just of money,
yes.
money, money, money.
You've mentioned my boy. You see this man, you see, I think men usually have, you know, like the way us ladies, we have girl groups.
Yeah.
Men usually have boy groups.
Yeah.
So there's the boss.
Aha.
And then there's the errand
boy.
Catch me. Let me tell you, if you're hitting on me and you introduce me to your boys and you're the errand boy, it's a red flag for me.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
how?
Mm.
And she end up a gari. So I'm asking you, like, wait, we're somewhere, then I'm asking you, so where are we going? Like, maybe
let
I want to change club. And let me ask. Bro. No. You're not my man.
Man!
It's not you. It's not you. No.
You're not it for me.
I want that boss.
What? What the fuck?
It's such a
what the boss,
man. Like, because, and then those guys who like to front that they have cash and they
yes,
don't have cash.
They don't.
Because then again, you're seeing me and you're just saying that's all I want. Although, don't get
yeah.
me wrong, I'm not saying I do not like it
yes.
to be spoiled or whatever.
Yes.
It's just don't base everything just on that.
Yeah.
Especially when you don't have it.
Exactly.
Kumbe, it's not your man, it's somebody else.
Or even if you
or
have
you
it, you're not spending it on me
yeah.
or you're not giving it. How is it helping
it's
me?
It's not helping me.
It's
just,
not,
that information
is.
Yeah. It's okay.
useless.
Yeah.
Women who are clingy, or can I call it? I don't want to say insecure because I feel like
we all
have insecurity to some extent,
mm.
but clingy in the sense that you're keeping tabs on your man. Clingy in the sense that these women who you find your man cheating and now you're confronting the woman, like
uh-huh.
you know that
because you're not dating the woman, you're dating the man.
Exactly. I probably don't even know you're together, or
mm.
I know and I've decided I will ignore you
yeah.
and your presence.
Because I mean, the man is not respecting his relationship.
Exactly.
Why should I
respect it?
I say, hold up, wait a minute. Something ain't right.
So this kind of women, like, respect yourself.
Mm.
I mean, if this man went out of his way to do that, even if you put tabs on his phone, even if you see, he comes home, you're looking at his clothes everywhere, his pockets. If he's supposed to cheat, if he's a cheater, he will cheat on you,
mm.
madam.
Yeah.
Like, don't lose sleep because of some things.
Yeah, but also, like, sometimes also baby girls also, like, when you find out, I feel like just out of respect, because you never know. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
the shoe will be on your foot, man.
Yes.
So even you as a shorty, even though you don't, like, when you find out, sometimes just weigh your options.
When I find out my man is cheating.
No. That you're the side.
Or when
just,
I find
yeah,
out.
Just,
yeah.
weigh your, just in case, depending
mm-hmm.
also on who the shorty is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just weigh your options.
But I feel like nowadays, most sides know their sides.
Ah, okay.
It's not
yeah.
like Kitambo, the times men used to hide.
Mm.
I feel like nowadays, men, they just tell you, I'm married, divorced, two
guys.
Kids.
You know, you talked about clingy
yeah.
women, I thought about clingy men. Jesus, Father.
Are there clingy men?
Where?
I feel like that's controlling.
Yo.
I wanted to say that as
is
well.
Is it?
That's controlling.
Whatever that is.
Those ones who keep tabs on you, they track your phone, they track who you're talking
track
to.
Track your phone, babe. Yo.
You're doing too much.
Yeah. Because I mean, and then also, I feel like at any point in your life, when you feel that you need to do that, imagine end the relationship, because that means trust is not there.
Yeah.
And relationships are built on trust.
Trust, yeah.
So if that is, the minute you start, like, acting crazy, you as a shorty, you as
yeah.
a guy, imagine have that token.
It's
just
probably
like,
given you a reason to be like that.
Exactly. And
yeah.
that reason, that's when you should start thinking of leaving.
Yeah.
Don't stay and be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're falling off rooftops and shit.
Ugh. Bro, no.
Yeah.
Can you talk about some green flags? Some green flags.
Money.
Money.
Men with money.
Men with money.
My God. My God. You're a... Talk about you.
Never.
Oh, my God. Anyway, yeah, so men who have money and
money and brains.
Yes,
though,
the brains that come with it,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Like someone you can sit down with and actually talk.
Conversate. Because
yes.
then again, I'm not like, I'm not trying to have you as my bank. If I need a bank, there's that at home.
But if you want to be my bank.
Yeah, but I'm saying
that
this is like a long run relationship
yeah.
that you get.
Yeah.
Not like these short ones with
yeah.
these pants. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's true. Because
it's nice. If you can converse with someone
yeah.
who has that cash, it's fantastic
yeah.
for a relationship.
I feel like I also want to talk about men who... Because I feel like nowadays, I don't know whether it's just me, but nowadays many men have kids. They have baby mamas.
Mm.
They have, you know, they're either divorced
mm.
and stuff like that. So I love a man who is actually present in their kids' lives. Like,
mm.
when I listen to you talk and you're telling me, oh, I had to take the kids where, I had to do shopping for the kids, I had to, you know, drop the kids in school, or whatever you're doing for your kids, it's like, yeah. I mean, if I decide to start a family with this person, I'm sure that he's going to be present
mm.
with, you know.
A green flag, men,
mm-hmm.
communication. Oh.
Ooh.
A man who communicates, like, in a clear, precise way,
yes,
you know,
yes.
someone who's intentional about their communication,
yes,
you know, not just this one for a need to know basis,
yes,
or when I am like just someone who's just oh, that is so sexy.
I also like men who, like, we've argued, maybe this is toxic, but you call me and tell me, you know, me, I still care about you,
yeah,
because me, I won't be the bigger person,
heavy, that's
we'll stay quiet 2 weeks.
Taliban.
Three
what do you mean?
Stay quiet. So you need to be the bigger person and call me and tell me, you know what?
Although we're working on it. We're trying to be better.
You know what? I know this and this and this happened, but yes, I still care about you. I'm still here. What I really, really love that.
Yeah.
Women who, I love women who, like, it's okay to be spoiled. It's amazing to
women
be spoiled.
Have the, they have the
you
emotions.
Have your own shit going on. That's such a green flag. Like, even if you lose this person, or even if, you know, like, you're stranded, you can actually count on yourself to fix your situation.
And if it's really, really bad, at least you know your shorty will be fine.
Yes.
Or you together, collectively.
Yes. Like, I even love being friends with people who have their shit together, because, like, if I'm in shit, I can count on you. And you can do the same. Like, it's not, like...
I was actually talking to my girls about this and, like, things, relationship, just generally. Yeah. Even when it comes to friend groups.
Yeah.
That financial circle.
Yes.
Like, you also need to be there. Finance, mental health.
Yes.
Physically, like, you need to be there where if I'm struggling, I know you'll cover.
Yes.
And it won't be just me all the time or you all the time.
Yes.
We're collectively at a particular social level.
And you can even do things together, like as groups. Because I feel like I have my high school groups. Hey, guys. They watch my content. Actually, they wanted to come for one of the episodes.
Okay.
So, you see, like, sometimes we'd go even for a month without talking.
Mm.
And this Chama will bring us, because, you know, we have to interact every month because of contributions and what we want to do. So you find that we end up talking.
Yeah.
So that aspect of, you know, we have things going on
together,
brings us together. And if I can't have that, you know, you lose points of conversation.
Yeah.
Because if me, I'm growing, and you're serious,
you're
the same place, we lack something to talk about. Because you can't talk about men, G's, sex all the time.
There needs to be, like,
more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Yes. About women who are confident. Confident in your skin, in your body, you know, in who you are, basically, as a person. That is such a green flag. And, you know, it's so admirable to see different women who are, you know, growing in whatever fields they are in and being happy, being, you know, comfortable in their skin, in their bodies, regardless of, you know, what size, shape you are, sexuality you are. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now that you talked about that,
mine
is a healed man. It's a very green flag. Healed.
Yeah.
So your mental health is okay. We're constantly working on our mental health and everything. I just feel like it's very sexy when someone is actually in tune with their mental side.
Yes.
So I don't have to worry about you being toxic, you having to deal with your childhood dramas. I don't have to mommy you. You know, I don't need to fix whoever hurt you in 1980.
Yeah.
You know.
And like, you're not projecting
your stuff on me, because you're healed, you're in the process of healing, because you're constantly healing. It's the mind.
Yes.
So someone who is in tune with their mental health is stellar. Ooh,
I feel
sexy.
Like even for women, that applies even with women.
Because
you see these women who, they mistreat, can I use mistreat? They mistreat men, and then they're like, oh, you know, I had an ex who fucked me up.
Exactly.
Like, stop making excuses to treat people badly.
That's what I was talking about, that healing.
Yes, because everybody has been hurt.
Exactly.
Everybody has been hurt at one point in their lives, but you can't use that as the reason why. Basically, that's not a reason to mistreat others. And generally, we appreciate both men and women with green flags.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
If you have red flags, you know, you know yourself.
Work on yourself.
Work on that.
Heal, baby girl. Heal, baby boy. Heal. Okay.
Yes.
You can talk to me on the side. I'm in the mental health space at the moment, so I can help you heal.
Oh, for real.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, if you need that, I mean, you can just DM.
Yeah.
You can chat.
Cool. Anyway, guys, that brings us to the end of this episode. We love that you stayed here with us until now. Please share with us some of the red flags you think women or men have, and the green flags as well. Thank you so much for watching.
You can also make it fun and just give us the red and green flags you've seen even with us.
With us.
Stop the cap.
You can make it, you know, spice it up, kidogo.
Yes, expose us.
Expose.
We'll use that label. This once. to expose us.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Please like, share, subscribe, comment.
Follow.
Follow, yes. Mm. And keep sharing with us content that you want us to bring to you. And we'll make sure we do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. Mwah.